Georgia produces more peanuts than any other state. But as farmers finish their harvest, it's apparent that a hot, dry summer will deal a blow to the state's peanut crop. This is especially true for farmers who don't irrigate their fields. Rodney Dawson stands in his peanut field off of Route 112 in Hawkinsville. In a normal year, the vines would be knee-high, and the foliage would fully cover the dirt. But Dawson says this year is not normal. In fact, it's one of the worst in his 30-plus years of growing peanuts.
Well, right here, we're seeing distressed plants. They are a lot of yellow tint to them. They should be lush and green. I mean, there's nothing here to harvest.
Dawson bends down and clears away some dry plants to pull one up.
And a lot of these peanuts I've had, see, now that's one the worms have hit. See how that's just nothing but a pop. There's nothing in there, nothing mature.
Dawson will plow under the non-irrigated or dry land section of his crop. He's not the only farmer in this situation. Scott Monford is an agronomist for the University of Georgia's Cooperative Extension. He says he's talked to another Middle Georgia farmer in a similar situation.
And he does all dry land, 200 acres of dry land. And he said this is the first time in 20 years he's not going to put a single peanut in the trailer. 200 acres, not harvested at all.
Monfort blames it all on what he calls drought conditions.
We had this long period of high heat and no rain through July and August. For some people, it lasted as long as 8 weeks without a single drop of rain.
Monfort says there have been years with scarce rainfall, but only in pockets around the state. That's not the case this year.
We're talking about statewide, where you grow peanuts, is affected by this year. And so you couple the no rain with the high temperatures, both nighttime and daytime. I mean, and it's just awful.
Peanut fields without irrigation make up about 40% of the state's output. Don Magoo is commodities director for the Georgia Farm Bureau. He says the drought allows pests to thrive, including one called the lesser cornstalk borer.
That's an insect that gets actually in the branch part, limb part of the peanut plant, and bores a hole and really hurts yields. They're a little worse in dry weather.
Irrigated peanut fields have fared better, but Don Kaler of the Georgia Peanut Commission says the hot, dry summer will even reduce yields in those plants.
We had one of the hottest Julys on record, and that's at the time when the peanut is trying to bloom and to pollinate. The blooms weren't as heavy as normally you should expect on the plant because of the hot weather, and pollination was hindered by some of the hot weather in July as well.
Kaler and the other experts say that the reduced peanut crop will not affect the consumer price of peanuts, at least not this year. There's been a glut of peanuts on the market, which has hit the farmer in the wallet. Now it's a drought that could take a toll on peanut farmers. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon.